about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We're gonna have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
We're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
Do you don't think I feel bad that I invited all these people to this huge wedding and blew everyone out? I wasted everyone's time. You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad. You don't think I feel bad? At 30 years old, I thought I'd be married with kids, and I'm not. I failed at this, and you think that I don't feel bad?
Shut up, you motherless whore.
And now.
Yeah, she seems a little uptight.
Our feature presentation.
I think that little kid speaks for all of us.
Yes, I do.
Sure. Tired of her.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 5:32. It's Tuesday morning.
Although I did see some clips from the upcoming, I guess they had part one this weekend and part two is next weekend of the Kim Kardashian sit down with Oprah Winfrey. Oh. And she's unbelievably hot, this Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You kind of forget about that, how hot she is.
I don't.
I never spend any time looking at her.
I don't. I would like to suggest I do not
ever forget that.
Forget that. But she's really trying to cause me to not be interested with what she says.
Yeah.
I mean.
What did you get? Did you get anything interesting out of the little clip you saw?
I kind of did because Oprah asked her if she, and I guess this is the part one that aired this past Sunday night, asked her if she regretted. How did she phrase it? She asked her if she understood that she was famous to most people because of the sex tape.
Because she's a whore.
And Kim said, that's certainly how I was introduced to most people. I know that. But I've worked really hard to, you know, erase that memory from people's minds and replace it with something else. And I'm thinking, you're replacing it with memories that are not nearly as good as the first time.
I mean, kidding.
Your debut album was the greatest hit of all time. And now you're coming out with weak-ass single follow-ups. That's what's going on here. And Oprah asked if she regretted it. Which I thought was interesting because it kind of put her on the map and gave her the opportunity to have the career she has.
Plus, she made a lot of money on it, didn't she?
And she made a lot of money, which Oprah did not bring up, by the way. Did not bring up the money. Did not bring up the fact that I think Kim Kardashian is probably still making money off of that. It's still being sold, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And she said she did regret it. She said it was one of her life's regrets was that sex tape. So, yeah, it was kind of interesting, but I was mostly just struck by how hot she was.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm that way with Lindsay Lohan every once in a while when there are so many stories about her. You know, her behavior, and she's getting in trouble, and she's running with the wrong crowd, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while
you lose sight of what's really important.
What's really important is she's hot.
She can look good, but she can also look pretty beat up.
Oh,
agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, you rarely see Kim looking that bad. You do see Lindsay on some benders. You know?
I'd like to say you almost never see Kim looking that bad.
Well, Kim also wears so much makeup.
She
we
does
don't
too
really
much.
See Kim.
Yeah, we have no idea what she looks like.
Not really.
Although, last year she tweeted a makeup-free photo, and she still looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think she's got a lot going for her.
Glendale!
That's most of it. Hey, real quick before we get going, how about a little guess how the story ends?
How does the story end, my friend? Friend, how does the story end?
All right, I'll get you up to a certain point in the story, and then you tell me what happens next, okay? This is Charles Swinney. He shows up at a place called Asian Nails. It's a salon in Mentor, Ohio.
And this is a guy?
Yes, Charles Swinney is his name. So he goes in. The salon is about to close. He says, I really need a pedicure. I got to get me a pedicure. And they say, well, can you come back tomorrow because we're getting ready to close. We don't have time. We don't want to get started on a pedicure. He's like, you don't understand. I have to have a pedicure. It's on my bucket list. It's number two on my bucket list. I need a pedicure, and I need a pedicure now. And they said no, and he's getting crazier, and he's getting crazier. And at this point, there are customers in the store that get up and walk out because this guy is scaring them because he's getting so crazy. Then he opens the big duffel bag.
Oh, no.
That he has carried into the Asian Nails salon.
Oh, no.
To get a pedicure.
Yeah.
Unzips the duffel bag.
Yep.
Reaches in.
Pulls out.
What happens next?
Pulls out a
bucket list. So he's going, right?
Yeah. So he's Yeah, he feels like he has a limited amount of time to get the things done that he needs to get done. And I don't know what the background is on that because he's only 43 years old, which there's a lot of urgency involved.
I'm going to suggest, well, first thing that comes to mind is gun.
Of course.
That's why everybody else ran out at that point.
But that's too obvious. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with poop.
Poop is an excellent guess.
Poop on fire?
Well, I don't know. You know, crazy people. Who knows? The guy walks in with a duffel bag. Who knows what he's got inside of it?
I'm going to guess puppies.
Puppies.
Puppies would be an interesting approach.
Come on.
You don't want to give me a pedicure? How about these little puppies?
Look at these puppies.
Mugs, what do you think?
I don't know. Was it a big duffel bag? Because I would say maybe his...
This is why we don't let Beer Mug play, by the way. Got to lose his sight of the game.
His dead wife. I don't know.
Okay, dead wife.
All right, dead wife.
Dead wife, nope. Puppies, or poop? Those are our answers.
How does this story end?
Charles Swinney pulls out large wads of $100 bills and starts trying to bribe anyone in the salon, customers, or employees to please give him a pedicure no matter how much it cost.
Wow, $100 bills.
Right? He got his pedicure?
He did not, actually. Somebody stepped out, called the police, and the police arrived shortly and arrested him and took him off to prison. He did admit, by the way, to the police that he had downed 12 beers before going to the salon.
All right.
And maybe that wasn't the best idea ever. He pled no contest to inducing panic and resisting arrest, was given a 90-day jail sentence.
But he didn't steal the money from a bank or something?
Well, that was one of the questions that they had, but there's no indication in this story that the money was ill-gotten. But people who saw it were thinking, wow, how did he get so much cash? Probably with a gun. And they're still thinking a gun is coming out of that duffel bag, but apparently there was no gun.
It wasn't nearly as bad as any of us thought.
Yeah, it's just cash, just lots
cash.
Of money.
I never would have guessed that.
God damn it, I need a pedicure.
You should be able to get a pedicure.
And who, what place wouldn't give you a pedicure if he starts pulling out hundreds.
Exactly.
It seems like it'd be worth it for somebody to stay a little bit late and help the man out, right?
So it wasn't his dead wife?
It was not his dead wife or puppies or poop. No,
all right.
That's how the story began.
Or ended.
We get confused. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
F word, MF word, S word, G word, D word, GD word.
Huh. All you haven't that. Even heard it yet.
Today we're going to take your calls in the shortest amount of time after you got married before your significant other cheated. Or you cheated.
Oh, that's sad.
So you got married and then a day later, you ran into a waitress or somebody or however long it was.
Hey, being married is hard, man. There's a lot of temptation thrown your way sometimes.
It doesn't seem like it's hard for the first day, though, does it? I mean, really. But there are a lot of stories in the news where it really doesn't take long.
Yeah, that's true. It happens.
We also have Rob Delaney the studio. Mm-hmm.
So funny.
He is so funny, and he's promoting the Smoking Gun Presents at the Hollywood Improv. So we're going to talk to him about that. I'm in trouble with the DMV.
Uh-oh.
Why are we not surprised?
What's expired?
I don't think I like your tone.
What's expired?
There's nothing expired, Bean. They sent me a letter saying I'm one of the worst drivers in California.
Well, that is true.
That's
I can
not
vouch for
F
that.
Them.
But what
they
are they basing that on?
Letters?
Yes.
That?
Yes.
What are they basing that on?
On my record.
Oh, so you've earned it.
No. I'd like to suggest I didn't.
All right. I can't wait to hear more. All right.
So we'll read it and figure some things out. We also have Repo Games highlights. One of my favorite shows.
Yes.
What continent is France in?
That's a very difficult question.
Very difficult.
Very tough. It's Africa, right?
The man started off by saying south. Just give you that hint.
Oh, my God.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Avicio.
Come on.
552.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
That song just happened.
It did.
On our show.
Yep.
That was on the air.
The Grateful Dead are very popular, Ralph. You know that, right? A lot of people for generations have enjoyed their music.
Yes, they have.
So, and the fact that they went on when Jerry died, I got to be impressed by that.
That's true. Props.
Hey, Ralph is here. It's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. It's Bieber Day. 552.
First of all, shut up. Second of all, shut up.
And yesterday was Monday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. But today
shut
is Bieber
up.
Day.
Actually, today is World Sauntering Day. So I want to give everyone a shout out. Happy Sauntering Day. Go take yourself a saunter. go saunter around.
What is sauntering? Is that walking slowly?
It's a casual, relaxed sort of walk.
Why does that need a day?
Because it needs a world day, not just a day. It has to happen all over the world. People should be sauntering.
Because we walk with such purpose now.
Do we?
It's nice sometimes to just saunter.
Just saunter. It's also National War is Hell Day.
Okay.
Garfield the Cat Day.
KFM.
And World Sickle Cell Anemia Day. So
wow, it is a holiday.
Go out there, saunter, read some Garfield, get sickle cell, and don't get into a war.
I don't think they want you to get sickle cell.
Well, why else would they give it a day?
Well,
they're trying to promote it.
To fight it.
Oh. I agree with Ralph. It sounds like they're honoring it to me. It's not Fight Sickle Cell Anemia Day.
It's not World Anti-Sickle Cell Day.
How are we working today? It seems like one of those would have justified a holiday.
Well, I just wanted to counter your Bieber Day with some real holidays.
You smoked me, man.
Cheerios were invented today.
Oh, now that's important.
Back in 1941, they invented the Cheerio. You know how the Cheerio got its name?
Nope.
Originally, they were known as Cheery Oats.
Okay.
And people kept saying Cheerios, 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 Cheerios. And eventually, they just compressed it because they just ran out of time. No one could take the time to say Cheery Oats anymore.
Not interested. Talk about Lindsay Lohan.
Imagine everyone's surprise after Lindsay was attended to by paramedics. After she passed out from exhaustion and dehydration.
Couldn't be woken by her friend or roommate or whoever.
Was non-responsive.
Right.
Imagine everyone's surprise when the next day... Saturday night, she was seen at the bar at the Chateau Marmont Hotel.
Yay! Returning you to the scene of the crime?
Well, that's not where she started. Oh. She was working, and then she went to the hotel, and that's when she was non-responsive. But the next day, she went back to work, was shooting, and then at 1 o'clock in the morning, everyone sees her belly up to the bar at the Chateau Marmont, and she was in full makeup from shooting the series and was just knocking them back.
Yep.
Seems like maybe that would have been a good opportunity to catch up on some sleep to avoid a relapse.
You've got that evening open. Yeah. Maybe you take off your makeup, you hydrate, you drink a big bottle of Evian, you lay down, and you start conquering that exhaustion.
You guys act as if we're not talking about Lindsay Lohan.
But it's just craziness.
I agree. But it's her.
I heard she's living at the Chateau Marmont now, Ralph.
She has been off and on for years now.
But she owed them all that money.
Yes, but apparently they welcome her back. Which apparently is a good deal. I'm going to go Chateau Marmont and just start living for free, because apparently you can do that now. Is Ryan Reynolds moving too quickly in his relationship with Blake Lively?
That's a question all of America is asking.
Yes, they are. His family's worried that he is jumping into marriage too soon after divorcing Scarlett Johansson. Apparently, they are headed toward the altar, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. It's Green Lantern. It's Hal Jordan and Carol Ferris getting married for reals.
Well, no, it's not really.
But it is.
No, it's...
They played them in the movie!
It's Blake Lively.
Who is it?
It's not the movie character. It's Blake Lively.
Oh, okay. I know, but they played them in the movie.
Right, got
so
it.
So it's just like real life.
Okay.
Very exciting. Hey, Bean mentioned it's Justin Bieber Day. He's got his new CD out today. Great story today about the fact that Bieber is a controlling freak. He was set to have dinner with his girlfriend, Selena Gomez. But she was wearing 5-inch platform heels.
Right.
And according to friends, he thought the pumps were dumb.
Dumb?
Yes. He said they were too dumb for a casual date. He told her to change. She refused to change. He refused to take her out if she wore them, so they ended up just staying at home.
Really?
There's your Bieber. How do you like your Bieber now?
I would almost guarantee you that it's because it made him look short.
I guarantee it, too. He had to tease his hair up, lesbian style. And Kourtney Kardashian, she apparently was talking to Oprah Winfrey as well. I heard Bean mentioning the conversation Oprah had with Kim. And Kourtney said the reason she's not marrying Scott Disick, the father of her child and soon-to-be.
Because he's a giant loser?
No, it's because she says she's afraid of marriage.
To a giant loser?
She saw the relationship between her mother and Robert Kardashian... meltdown. So she says she's scared of a forever commitment. She doesn't want to make a commitment to her family, to her husband like that.
Right.
To which I would say, well, then don't have kids with that person.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a forever commitment too. Having a child with someone.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're not going to be out of your life.
That's more of a forever commitment, I think.
I mean, yeah, you can get divorced and never see that person again. Right.
But he's always going to have a say-so in the lives of those kids.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with him forever.
What a fail.
What an insane logic.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're using, you know, Kris Jenner, your mom, as what could happen, look around. There are other success stories that don't have to be hateable people like your mom.
She said she would never inflict divorce upon her family, and everyone knows it was her mother's fault what happened between her and her dad.
Wow.
They don't really seem to like her very
they
much.
They don't at all.
That momager.
And
thing going
I don't
on.
Blame any of them.
I don't. She's a horrible
she
person.
She is a horrible person.
It is Tuesday. New CDs and DVDs, Believe by Justin Bieber, as we mentioned, is dropping today. Oceana by Smashing Pumpkins. They've got a new CD as well.
I hear they're the greatest rock band in the history of the world ever.
I sure would like to talk to their lead singer, Billy Corgan.
We can ask Billy on Friday.
What the what?
Coming in on Friday.
You're like a genie. I just made you a wish and you made it true.
Make it come true.
You're a genie.
More you knew it was going to happen.
Nope.
Oh.
Cabin by the Sea by Dirty Heads. Walk the Moon by Walk the Moon. Featuring their single, Walk the Moon, from the movie Walk the Moon. Apparently, we're playing their single, Anna Sun, right now on Kill
Rock.
Yes,
great song.
Check that out. View from the Bottom by Lit. The Best of Kylie Minogue by Cracker. No,
what?
I'm kidding. Kylie Minogue, of course. DVDs, Project X, with Thomas Mann and Oliver Cooper available today. Big Miracle.
And Kevin Ryder, too, by the way. Don't forget, in Project X.
What the what?
Remember, Kevin Ryder?
Oh, that's right.
Voice
yes.
appears in that film.
That's My weird. Voice is in there, but Bean's not.
That's awesome.
Yes, they cut me out.
Which was odd.
Big Miracle with Drew Barrymore and John Krasinski. It's about the whales.
Oh, that's right.
The whales are under the ice.
Can I suggest a future Ralph's Video Vault
Hell
for Big Miracle?
Hell to the yes.
Because none of us ever got around to seeing it, but we did mock it endlessly.
Yes. Those whales aren't going to be able to breathe. Wanderlust, starring Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. Another movie I wanted to see and never got a chance to.
Yeah.
They end up on that commune. It looked very funny. Jeff, Who Lives at Home, starring Jason Segel, Ed Helms, our buddy Judy Greer.
And I heard that's
Sarandon.
Good, too.
I heard that's good as well, yes. And TV shows on DVD, Franklin and Bash, the first season. If you want to catch up, you can pick that up in the box set. Wilfred, about the talking dog, that's available. And Louie, season two. So there you go. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Kathleen Turner is 58 years old today. Mark DeBarge of the legendary band DeBarge.
Yay!
Now, don't get me wrong. He's not the best DeBarge, but he's a good DeBarge. Mark is a good DeBarge.
But how far down the list is a good DeBarge?
He's about third. He's about third DeBarge on the list.
Yeah, he's after Ellen Jimmy, probably.
Right. He is 53 years old. Paula Abdul turns 50 years old. Brian Vander Ark, singer and guitarist of the Verve Pipe, is 48 years old. Former Korn guitarist Brian Head Welch is 42. Jean Dujardin from The Artist, Oscar winner, 40 years old. Robin Tunney from The Mentalist is also 40 years old today. Poppy Montgomery from Without a Trace, and also unforgettable. She's 37 years old. Singer-banjoist Scott Evett of the Evett Brothers is 36. Actress Zoe Saldana celebrates her 34th birthday. And actor Paul Dano from Little Miss Sunshine and also There Will Be Blood.
I drink your milkshake.
28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Funny man Rob Delaney joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph also has tickets to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. That's all coming up. First, though, time to talk about one of our favorite TV shows, Repo Games.
Oh, Repo Games is so good. This is a show that's on Spike TV, and what they do is they get people's notice to get repossessed, and they go out and they're going to repossess the car because they're not making their payments. But they play a game first where they have to answer 3 out of 5 general trivia questions. If they get 3 out of 5, they get to keep their car and it gets paid off.
Pretty sweet
Fantastic.
Deal.
So now they have no car payment at all and they have their car. If they lose, they have to go home.
I think we asked Josh Lewis, one of the two rotating hosts on the show, I think we asked him one time when he was in, does anybody ever stop paying their car payments in hopes that they'll be repossessed by the Repo Games guys so they have the opportunity to get their car paid off? And I don't remember what his answer was. Did he say that's never happened?
I think he said no because the odds are
so astronomical. Yeah,
you.
I mean,
I'm going to try it.
Good luck. Good luck with that. I always try to guess at the beginning, like, is this person going to get it? Based on question one and what their answer is in the process of how they work it through in their mind. Here is one group of people. It's a woman and her babysitter. And her babysitter keeps guessing the exact same thing, and the woman's trying to figure it out. Here's the question.
Here we go. Question number one. What U.S. historical figure is known as the father of our country?
What's that little white boy name?
Bill Clinton.
Do you want to go with Bill Clinton as your answer?
The father of our country.
President.
Could it be the president?
Bill Clinton. If we don't,
I'm going to go with,
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
that little white boy name? Is that what you said?
She said, who's that little white boy name?
Yeah. How can Bill Clinton, who was president 10 years ago, be the father of our country?
I don't know. She eventually went with Lincoln. President Lincoln, which is much closer than Bill Clinton, but still wrong. And they, of course, did not get their car back. They missed three in a row. But this couple, this is an old woman and a man. He's about 70, and he's using a walker. And she's about 70, and she is kicking some ass. And when they show up at the door with the order, a lot of times people get upset. She's got a sponge in her hand, and she's threatening to hit Josh Lewis with the sponge. And I don't think he's really worried about it as much as he doesn't want any violence on the show.
How you just gonna come and take somebody's car, man?
I still have a job to do, man.
I said I paid the damn thing.
Whoa, chill. Tell your wife to chill. Tell your wife to chill. Tell your woman to chill. Tell her to lay back. Listen.
No, stop. I got it. Hold it.
So he got her calm.
Yeah.
And then they got the first question.
Question number one. Italy and France are both located on what continent?
Now, don't you think at that point, that's for their car? That might be the easiest question ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What continent? Italy and France.
Right.
Don't look at me.
No idea.
Southeast.
Now listen to them trying to work it out in their minds. She said southeast.
Is it west?
West?
Uh-huh. Yeah. East continent.
You're thinking east. Yeah. You're thinking west.
South.
South.
East.
East. West.
European East.
What did you just say?
He said European East. So now Josh is like, hey.
Wait.
Getting close. Okay.
Maybe they got it.
European East.
The continent of European East?
No.
I say East.
West.
All right, West.
So you're telling me that Italy and France are located on West continent?
No.
That'd be absurd.
All right, I'm just going to go with East Continent.
You're going with East Continent?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, that answer is...
East Continent.
Incorrect.
What is it?
The correct answer is Europe.
All right, so that was...
What was their surprised?
Reaction? What was their reaction to Europe?
Their reaction was... They were surprised that they even tossed out that word. They didn't know. That didn't make any sense to them.
Wow. Yeah. It's not like they picked an obscure country that no one's ever heard of. I mean, Italy and France. Come on. They're in the movies, right?
So that was question one. Question two for this couple.
What celebrity was the first to have 1 million Twitter followers?
Michael Jackson.
And why would you say that, Robert?
He was the king of pop.
Okay.
The greatest pop. I'm a sure enough fan.
All right, so that guy now has not, he doesn't think about the question anymore. Now he's just thinking about Michael Jackson. And tell me this guy is not me, the way he words this.
The greatest pop, I'm a sure enough fan.
So the answer you want to go with is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Incorrect.
Oh.
The correct answer is Ashton Kutcher.
Who?
Yeah, so they'd never heard of him. Those are the first two questions. Yeah. Now they
By
have,
the way, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
The Ashton Kutcher one is a tough
I would have gotten that only because that was a big deal.
Big news,
but
they're
old, and so you can see why they wouldn't know about Twitter. So they missed the first two questions. Now they have three left. Now, do you think they're going to get their car?
I really don't.
They get question three right and question four right.
Really?
And that brings them to question five.
Code Red, Livewire, and Baja Blast are varieties of what caffeinated citrus flavored soda?
Drink all the sodas.
Yeah, I'm saying Mountain Dew.
William, Robin, that answer is correct. You're keeping it short.
Yeah. I didn't know that one.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob, we got a winner, man. Let's get out of here.
They won their car back.
I'm happy.
Unbelievable.
For them.
The people who said east.
People who don't know what continent Italy is in do not deserve to have a car.
They know about Mountain Dew.
They know about Mountain Dew.
That's
he said it right away.
Now I'm going to have to go Mountain Dew.
That's happy.
Right away.
So that's good times,
that's
right?
That's good. That's good times indeed.
Yeah, Repo Games is on Spike TV.
The greatest pop. I'm a sure enough fan.
Right. We don't have to talk about car chases, do we?
Yep.
Oh, I hate them so much.
I know you hate car chases.
Stupid.
I could not like them more.
They're so stupid.
I could.
Why
not
do
like
they put them on TV? Why do people watch them? Why do people care about what one a-hole is doing on the road?
You never know what's going to happen.
Like this guy, like the guy we're about to play you. What a great interview he is. This is fascinating. I love this guy so much. This is the Channel 11 News, and they're talking about the car chase, which got crazy speeds and was bouncing all over cars. Yes.
Was this the guy? It was like two or three nights ago, right?
I think so, yeah.
This was the guy, and help me out with the details, Lisa, if you remember, but didn't he start? He was one of those guys who started off like in the valley and drove like 120 miles or something like that and ended up right back where he started.
Yeah,
or
there were four
like
different freeways that they went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just went everywhere and over 100 miles an hour for quite a bit of it, right?
Yeah, listen to this.
Look at this unbelievable scene. The wreckage all over the place. So the video we go goes through four freeways, hits a few other cars on the freeways along the way. CHP saying speeds well over 100 miles an hour as you watch this thing goes down. About 120 miles per hour at some points.
This guy needs a little less Red Bull, by the way.
It seems like he's awfully amped for the guy who's not driving the
totally
car.
Amped.
He's just reporting on it.
Hey,
relax.
Take a breath, dude.
Sky Fox, we go checking out the dramatic last seconds of this chase. This crazy guy wanted for DUI hits the vehicles. It's like a bowling ball in the bowling pin. So four vehicles all over the place, flipping around. And that's where the car, the Mercedes, and CHP, after this seeing this, says, we've had enough of this. Let's get this creep, throw him on the ground. They actually reach into the vehicle, grab him on the passenger side, lift him out, and our news camera's right there, Fox 11. And wait until you get a load of this guy.
Yeah, this dude that was driving the car, who did run into four others.
Mm-hmm.
It was a complete disaster at the end, but he was perfectly fine, and they pulled him out. And then Fox 11 put their news cameras in front, and they wanted to know why he was doing it. And this guy's the best.
I am Vartan Asnayan, and I got swag.
What?
He's got swag?
I am Vartan something, and I've got swag.
Oh, no.
Is his answer.
He led police on a high-speed chase, endangered lives all over the Southland because he has swag?
He has swag.
I am Vartan Asnayan, and I got swag.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hollywood, California, Yerevan.
All right, so he's from Hollywood, California, Yerevan?
I don't know what that means.
Let's get back to the swag.
And why'd you like lead cops on this chase?
Because I got swag. I wanted to make it look good.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so,
I got swag. I wanted to make it look good?
Yes. Why did you lead these cops on a chase? I got swag. I wanted
That's
to make
answer.
It look good.
All right. I take back everything I ever said. That's
on!
A great answer.
That's a great answer.
I didn't know he had swag.
He had swag.
Are you on drugs or alcohol?
No, sir.
Do you take drugs or alcohol?
What is drugs?
Liar!
What is drugs?
Now, here's what you need to know. We have to put this video up, by the way, at KROQ.com. But here's what you need to know about this guy.
He's got swag.
He has swag. B, his eyes could not be any more open. If you put toothpicks on his eyes and then surgically put him in there forever. I mean, just left him as open, as wide as possible. You couldn't get him open anymore. It's crazy on drugs this guy is.
He's got freaky eyes.
They're saucer eyes.
You just look at him, you go, oh man, there's something wrong going on here.
He's almost as high as the breathless announcer who threw it to the clip.
I am Vartan Asnayan, and I got swag.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hollywood, California, Yerevan.
And why'd you like lead cops on this chase?
Because I got swag. I wanted to make it look good.
Are you on drugs or alcohol?
No, sir.
Do you take drugs or alcohol?
What is drugs?
What is drugs?
Exactly. So what you're telling me is that coming up next, we're finding out the latest reason you're going to jail, Kevin, and this time it has nothing to do with jury duty?
The DMV or
a-holes.
Can't
wait to visit you in jail. It'd be awesome. Put my nipple up on the glass window in between while we're making on the phone call.
The DMV are a-holes, and they hate me.
Oh, the DMV are a-holes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I understand who we're talking about here. Okay.
That's coming up next. Then Rob Delaney joins us in studio on the Kevin Devine Show. First, Ralph's got another look at the show biz beat.
Not to skip ahead, but you're the one who hasn't taken care of your violations.
We'll talk about it.
I'm just saying, there are those of us who get violations, and we either go to traffic school or pay the fine or do whatever we need to do. And then you don't do anything, and then they contact you, and they're the a-holes.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to clear
that's
things
That's my
up.
Claim, yes.
Jail.
You know what this is, Ralph? This is the people that we were just talking about in repo games.
They're angry
at the, they're angry at the repo guy for showing up because they didn't pay the note on their car. Absolutely. That's what this is.
Why don't you wait until you hear?
That's what the DMV should do. They should ask Kevin five questions, and if he gets them right, he doesn't have to go to jail. But if he doesn't, then he's got to go to jail.
You know why I don't do anything? Because I have swag.
That's right.
You have swag.
That's true.
What is drugs?
What is drugs?
What is drugs?
Before I get to showbiz news, how about some more tickets to the world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man?
Yay!
It's at the Regency Theater in Westwood, Thursday, June the 28th. It is the red carpet world premiere. That means not only do you get to see the movie, but you get to walk the red carpet with folks like Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Risa Fons, Sally Field, Martin Sheen. What a cast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Movies in everywhere, movies in theaters everywhere, Tuesday, July the 3rd, but I've got tickets to give to hardcore Spider-Man fans. So here's your trivia question. First person to get through with the correct answer, 1-800-520-1067.
First person. He's bit by spider.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not the question. Oh. Question is, what is Peter Parker's middle name? Peter Parker's middle name.
Ha-ha! Suck
Parker.
It. Huh. Suck it?
Peter Parker, no.
That's a great middle name.
If you know the answer, call right now. The first person that gets through, we'll get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. I'm telling you, I've seen some footage of this thing. The more I see, the more I think it's going to be the best Spider-Man ever.
Wow. That's what I think about the trailers, too.
Whew, boy, amazing, amazing.
I've seen as much as you, but it's starting to look really good.
Yeah. While we're talking about superheroes, this is a little piece of interesting showbiz news. Ohio, the state, wanted to celebrate Superman's 75th anniversary by offering up special limited edition license plates that read, Birthplace of Superman. Because Siegel and Shuster, the two guys who created Superman, when they were like teenagers, by the way, they came up with this character.
Yeah.
They did it in Cleveland. They did it in Ohio in their home. That's where they came up with the idea.
Okay.
And DC Comics has denied their request, said you cannot do that.
Because?
The best part is the reason. DC protested that it might confuse people who already know that Superman's birthplace was Krypton.
Really?
Yes. They didn't want people to confuse Krypton with Ohio.
Wow.
Like, if so, if they're planning a trip to Krypton.
That's right.
They go, oh,
hey, wait a minute.
Minute.
I thought I was going to Krypton because I thought that was Superman's birthplace.
Now we have to go to Ohio?
Oh, now I'm confused. People crashing on the freeway, reading the license plate, saying, what? Superman's birthplace is Krypton.
That's so insane.
That is insane. I feel bad for Ohio. It's bad enough they're Ohio.
Yeah.
Right.
But now they can't even claim to be Superman's birthplace. So you never know. Here's four words you thought you'd never hear. Mike Tyson on Broadway.
That's crazy.
It is happening for
I
real.
It.
It's oh, Lisa. This must be the ultimate affront
it's
for you.
Just kidding. Not right.
It is his one-man show, Undisputed Truth, that he did in Vegas. They are finally bringing it to Broadway. They were trying to do it, and now they're making it so. It is a limited six-night only engagement at the Long Acre Theater, but it is Broadway.
It can't be good.
It must be okay.
I think it must just be awesome.
Be interesting to watch.
I'm sure he has writers and stuff.
I hope
right?
he sings.
Yeah,
I hope he sings a couple numbers.
I do too. Him speaking.
No, I know. I hear you.
On a stage.
I have your doubts as well.
How can you have her doubts?
I do have her doubts.
You can share her doubts.
It's my
you
cousin.
Can't have them.
They're hers.
Give them back.
You two have your own doubts. Leave
you
her
have
her
own.
Own
doubts that are the same as hers.
God,
you
my
hers.
Doubts mirror hers.
Okay,
better?
That's fine.
Okay.
You think he'll sing some of those NBA songs
sure
he's been doing
so.
On the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
I sure hope so.
Spike Lee is directing the show, by the way.
Oh,
all
man.
Right.
Listen, Spike Lee. Listen, I get it. He's black. And you're black. I understand. I understand there's an affinity there.
Still
but,
need standards.
But you, exactly. You're still Spike Lee, and he's still Mike Tyson.
You can still say no even to a black guy.
That's right. That's what all I'm saying is. I understand your support. I understand why you want to see him do well, but Spike.
Would you guys go see that show?
Yes.
I would go in a heartbeat.
Would you?
That's the thing.
Yeah, would you pay the $300 VIP ticket price?
Nope. Well, what does it get you?
Well, for $300, you get a post-performance meet and greet and photo with Iron Mike.
No.
From Jimmy Kimmel. Mike singing.
He's the one they call Dr. Shootgood.
The one they call Dr. Shootgood.
Yeah.
He makes the critics go terrible.
Yeah, it's. I don't think he's going to be doing any music.
Previews begin July 31st, and then the opening night is scheduled for August 2nd. So it's right around the corner. Book your tickets now. Peoples.
Is 6 days the shortest run you've ever heard on Broadway?
They do a lot of these limited engagement things. Okay. Will Ferrell did it with his George Bush one-man show. I think Shatner did it, I think, a six-night. Usually they will rent a theater out and just do a run for a week.
Right.
Ensures sellouts, and they're able to make their money quick in and out. So there you go. And Charlie Sheen is throwing in the towel on television.
What?
After this series, he said.
Oh.
Yeah. He told the New York Times that when he finishes his upcoming FX series, Anger Management, he is going to devote more time to his five children, he said. When I'm done with this business, it's just going to be about soccer games and amusement parks. When this ends, I'm done. This is my swan song. Please get canceled. Please get canceled.
Yeah,
please
no kidding.
Canceled. Please get canceled.
So is he just waiting until the kids get old enough that they don't need him anymore before he dedicates his time to him?
Yeah, it's important to miss out on those formative years. That's when they don't really need you around. But once they get in their teenage years and they're hanging out with their friends, that's when you want to be hanging out with them.
It's over.
Especially Charlie. Ralph. He wants to hang out with all their, like, girlfriends and female friends hanging out at the high school. Yeah.
Forgive me if you mentioned this yesterday. I was out yesterday. But early reviews on the Sheen show, very good.
I have not seen any early reviews. But look,
apparently
it's
possible. Talented.
It's possible.
And even in his craziest days at the end of Two and a Half Men, he still showed up for work every day and delivered the material like a professional. I mean, the guy can work.
He's work loaded. We know that.
He can certainly work loaded. Yeah, but I hear it's good, so maybe this will be running for a while.
We'll see. Before I get to the answer to our trivia question, and before I get to the birthdays, I do want to mention there's a special fundraiser going on for a comedian named Mike McDonald, very funny Canadian comedian who is falling on some hard times. He's got Hep C, which has destroyed his liver. He is currently on a list for a liver transplant. His health is not great, so a bunch of his fellow comedian friends have gathered together to do a fundraiser, special fundraiser in his honor of Mike McDonald. It's called Laugh and Live, and it is happening Wednesday, June the 20th. That is tomorrow night. Wednesday, June the 20th. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Laugh Factory on Sunset. Great place to see comedy, by the way. The Laugh Factory. You can go to laughfactory.com for tickets. But here's the lineup of people you'll see tomorrow night. Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall, okay. Tom Green, Dom Herrera, Kevin Nealon, Paul Rodriguez, Bob Saget, Bobby Slayton, Harlan Williams. It's a cornucopia of very funny people, among others. If you'd like to go, and I think you should, it's a great cause, and you're going to see some funny comedy. You can go to laughfactory.com for tickets. And again, the project is called Laugh and Live, Mike McDonald special fundraiser. You can check that out. Do we have an answer for my trivia question? Line six. Mike, I believe. Mike, do you know the middle name
of Benjamin.
Peter Parker? Benjamin is correct, sir.
Yay! Awesome. Yeah.
Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're very welcome. See, his Uncle Ben, his middle name is Benjamin.
Oh,
he was named, he's named after his uncle. His brother, his father's brother.
Old guys so far. Back to you.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kathleen Turner's 58. And by the way, people emailing and asking for a bell for Kathleen Turner. No.
No. Have you seen her, people?
Agreed.
But they're saying because of her past hotness that she should. And she's the voice of Jessica Rabbit. And she has a long pedigree of sexiness in her past.
No.
But I say we can't live in the past.
That's correct. The bell does not live in the past.
It does not. She is 58 years old today. Mark DeBarge of DeBarge. Is 53. DeBarge may be the funnest name of all the bands to say, really. DeBarge.
Okay.
He is 53 years old. Paul Abdul is 50. Brian Head Welch, formerly of Korn, is 42 years old. Jean Dujardin from The Artist is 40 years old. Robin Tunney celebrates her 40th birthday. Poppy Montgomery from Without a Trace and Unforgettable is 37. Yeah, she's way hot. Zoe Saldana from Avatar celebrates her 34th birthday. And Paul Dano, a very talented actor from Little Miss Sunshine and from There Will Be Blood, 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Funny man Rob Delaney is here. He'll be joining us in studio in minutes. First, here's the thing I know about you, Kevin.
I tell you what, you ought to go to prison.
That's what I'm saying.
How dare you?
That's my point.
I'm a good driver, first of all.
Right.
I pay attention to what's going on. I know who's behind me. I know who's in front of me. I know when a motorcycle's coming up. If I'm in the fast lane, I'm looking behind me, a car's coming up fast, I pull over, let him go, get back in the left lane.
What do you think the top speed is that you do sometimes?
Well, I mean, that's irrelevant. I'm saying that's when it's dark in the morning. But
I don't know what your problem is with the DMV, but admit that you are that guy who weaves in and out of traffic. If there's 8 feet, you want to be in it so you can get from lane to lane back and forth like a ping pong ball going down the road.
Admit that I've done that, or that they caught me doing that.
You do it constantly. Admit that you're the guy, if there's 80 cars lined up to turn to, you know, to get off of a freeway onto an exit, you're the guy who will zip past 78 of them and then wedge your way in at the very last second to get off the exit. Admit that you're that guy.
I've never been caught. Here's what I've been caught for by the DMV. February of this year, I was doing 40 in a 25. By the way, not terrible.
No.
40 in a 25.
No, not terrible. Depending on the 25, that's probably a more accurate speed limit to what it should be
right
on the street in a lot of cases.
And number two is a red light ticket that I got caught where I got the picture thing. It just takes a picture and it sends it to you. You don't get pulled over, nothing.
Right.
That's pretty low impact, too.
And that's May of last year. That's it.
That's all they caught you for.
That's my record.
You got to consider yourself damn lucky.
Dear California driver, drivers with crashes and traffic convictions on their records are at a greater risk for causing future crashes. Your recent record of bad driving places you at an increased risk of causing crashes, injury, and death.
Seems a little bit excessive.
Right.
For one red light ticket and one ticket for going 40.
And a 25. We understand that you may believe that you're a good driver.
Of course you do.
And yet your driving record is much worse than the average California driver. F you. My driver's much worse. My record, please.
Well, most of us probably don't have anything on our record.
Yeah, but you could look at my record and see that I didn't have anything for 10 years before these two things.
And this isn't going to hunt. Look, I have Kevin's side here because he's a terrible driver. But this isn't going 100. This isn't causing accidents. This isn't driving drunk. I mean, this to me are the lowest possible infractions. It sounds to me like they're coming down pretty hard. Now, why did they send this letter? What do they want you to do?
Your driving record is much worse than the average California driver. We believe you are capable of making a change to become a safer driver, but it's up to you to do so. If you do not want to change, your driving will continue to present a danger to yourself and others. So then, I don't know, they list my thing and they say this action is independent of any other action taken by the court or department. If you have any questions, call our hotline.
So they're basically just writing to say, hey, you've effed up. Try to straighten up a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's the tone I would have expected.
They're shaming you.
No, the tone is you blow.
Yeah.
And you might kill somebody any day. So you need to really take some action immediately.
Wow. I think that's overkill.
That's what I think.
I think that's out of line.
What do we do? Who we call?
All right.
Call the DMV.
Oh, we're actually going to call the state of California. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. It's weird that they would do that. They're not trying to get you to traffic school or anything. They're just saying watch it.
Hello. And thank you for calling the Department of Motor Vehicles Hotline. If you've got a general question about license plates, registration, or getting a driver's license, press 1 now.
That's not it.
If you've received a letter from the DMV and have questions about that letter, press 2 now. You have chosen 2.
Yes.
In order to serve you better, please enter your driver's license number using your touchtone keypad.
Okay.
One moment while we access your driving record.
That's some rocking music they got at the DMV.
Oh, it's you.
What?
What?
So, are you ready to admit that you're a deadly danger on the road?
No, I gotta...
If you're a deadly danger, press 1 now.
No!
If you still think you're a safe driver, press 2 now.
Press 2.
Really? Still?
Come on!
Well, guess what? You're wrong. According to our calculations, you are a worse driver than 83% of all California drivers.
Possible.
And that includes Asians.
Oh, stop it.
Now that you're better informed, choose which of the following best describes you.
Okay.
Press 1 if you are a black plague with an SUV. Press 2 if you are AIDS on 4 wheels. Press 3 if you are Dr. Von Murder Motor. Press 4 if you say... I fill up my tank with the blood of my victim.
Come on.
Or press 5.
None
of the above. I still believe I'm a good driver.
All right. 5.
Whatever. I just hope that you die before you get a chance to kill again.
I'm not... What?
Maybe we'll all get lucky and you'll get cancer.
What?
This is harsh.
You in hell, driver.
Come on.
And thanks for calling the DMV hotline.
I used to know somebody.
What's that? that? That's good. We should play that more. What is that? Who is that?
That's new. That's brand new. No one knows what that is. It's brand new. It's an unsigned artist that we hope will be successful.
We should
that's
start we tell like really that. Jamming that down people's throats. I think they'd like it.
Let's play it so much they hate it. Why don't we do that?
That's already done.
Rob Delaney, ladies and gentlemen, joining us in studio here on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi,
hello,
funny man
friends.
Rob Delaney. How
hello.
Are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
We can be honest now and admit that we weren't going to play it. Rob requested the go-to.
That's true.
He did. Happy to get that on for him.
Yes.
How are you? What's going on? What's new? What's happening? What's the latest?
Well.
What's the haps? Where's the mustache?
I threw it in the garbage. I shaved it off. I don't know. My wife doesn't like it when I have that. Plus, I heard you played that most interesting guy in the world commercial a moment ago, and he talks about his beard stops growing at the perfect length.
Uh-huh.
Mine doesn't do that. It just keeps growing. It's very disgusting, and I look like a dirty longshoreman, you know, with
does
food
she
bits.
Like this right now?
Oh, I'm scruffy.
On? Yeah.
It's okay. You know, I think
it's
she
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, she prefers it totally clean shaven, but you know, what are you gonna
it's
do?
It's too much work.
What are you gonna do?
It's too much work.
I know.
Guy like
you're
you
so manly you can't stop it.
Right. Yeah.
He's 5 o'clock shadow by noon. I'm so jealous because I can grow no decent facial hair, and I see a guy like you who can, you know, basically just by thinking about you can summon a powerful Ron Swanson type mustache, and I think how could you not do that if you can?
I know, right?
I guess you're just so awesome you could afford to do without. I just can't
get
my head on that.
Radio. You could see if I grunt, it grows about a quarter of an inch.
Wow, that's amazing. But then you're going to end up like a Yeti in a week.
Yeah, I know, right?
So a lot of trimming is needed.
Rob is here because he's shamelessly pimping tickets for the Hollywood Improv Show this Saturday night. You're doing two shows, right? Is that right?
Correct.
8 and 10?
Yep, 8
and
10.
All different material, I hear.
At both shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So stay for the second one.
Yeah, go to both shows.
Right.
Tickets are just $20, available through HollywoodImprov.com. I know we've talked to you a couple times before, Rob, but how long have you been out in Los Angeles making it in comedy?
Making it and how long I've been here, two very different questions.
I've been here
for 11 years, and I've been making my living exclusively through comedy for just 2 years. So that was 9 years of abject poverty, sadness, regular thoughts of suicide, heavy drinking, and putting just...
Oh, so you were in radio? What were you doing? Were you acting? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I acted, and I still did comedy all that time, just didn't make any money.
See.
People would be like, yeah, we don't need that, dude.
What was the worst? What was the lowest moment? Was it the first time? Or
the
was
lowest
it
ever?
At some point along the way where you had a horrible room and everybody
maybe
hated you.
You weren't going to do it anymore.
Okay, the worst thing that ever happened was I went up to San Francisco on my own dime to do a show. Like, I was losing money to do it.
Right.
And I stayed at a friend's house. He was like, yeah, my roommate's away. And I slept in his bed, and I got in the bed, and after I'd been in it for a minute, the bed started to just get very wet, and my body weight had released his roommate's urine that he had peed. So I just all of a sudden got soaked in somebody else's dirty old urine, and rather than their clean, pristine, brand new urine, and I was like, I should jump out a window. That's when I was like, I don't need to do this. I could get a job sweeping a thing, or painting,
and leave showbiz.
Yeah, I thought about it, but then promises of fresh urine lured me back.
Sure.
Was there a thing that happened 2 years ago that made you get over the goal line where you thought, okay, now I can hang with it. Now I can make a living. Now I actually am a professional comedian.
Let's be honest. He kicked a field goal so far.
There's nothing. We can't argue yet that this is sustainable. I think basically what happened is, I was trying to get hired by late night shows. So I would be submitting writing packets and they would always be like, oh, that's great. And then not hire me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a few years ago to just put all my jokes on Twitter. And older, more established comics would say, hey, don't give away your material for free. And I say, well, no one will pay me for it. So I just kept doing that. And then gradually I started to get hired writing on shows. And then
Based on Twitter? Really?
Yeah, which is crazy. I used to apologize. Like 3 years ago, if you asked me about Twitter, I'd look at the ground and apologize because I was ashamed of myself. But now you don't have to be ashamed of Twitter anymore, which is nice. Although I still manage to write shameful things on it.
Of course.
But anyway, so then the number of followers that I got allowed me to then sell tickets on the road for stand-up, which is the thing I mostly enjoy.
Brilliant.
Or enjoy the most. So that's, that helped a lot.
So what you're doing, we have a lot of comedians on this program. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of friends of yours, probably people you know, come on the Kevin Bean Show all the time. And they say podcasting is the way to go. That's the way to sell tickets everywhere. You figured out a way to sell tickets by doing even less than podcasting, which is just to type 140 characters and you're out.
Yeah, you really want to do the lowest possible common denominator. I mean, as lazy as you can be and still
Absolutely.
Be a comedian, that's just the way to do it.
That's fantastic. By the way, Rob has, for those who are not following, it's just his name,
at Rob Delaney. Rob has 455,521 followers on Twitter right now. For a guy basically no one's ever heard of, he's got almost 500,000 people following him on Twitter. That's pretty impressive.
It's bonkers and unwarranted. I agree.
Bonkers.
What are the chances I'd have that ready?
That's fantastic.
Do you
approach it as a job? Like, do you get up in the morning and go, all right, by noon, I better have something up there that that people are expecting?
I don't, because much like a cocaine addict puts cocaine in their nose and, I am addicted to writing jokes, so I just do it all the time. I don't even think about it. In fact, if I do think about it too much, it will invariably not be funny.
Right.
Because one thing you can do is be like, oh, yeah, you'll try to synthesize two news stories into one clever joke, and then it's just a clunker. So I really try. The best ones are the ones that just pop out of my fingertips.
You mean like, remember to floss and not draw a swastika on your face today?
Yes,
from this hour?
I did tweet that earlier.
That was this hour.
Yes.
You know you're getting old when you forget the name of the street you grew up on and break your hip and die from an hour ago? Is that the type of thing you're talking about?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I think my favorite from last night, Rob, and this is what was on Rob's mind right before he went to bed last night. I'm sure Mila Kunis is delightful, but if you're over 4 feet tall and 120 pounds and you're attracted to her, you're a pedophile.
I'd like to defend that joke. A lot of people got very angry at me on Twitter. They were like, yeah, sure. They said F words, all kinds of words.
Wow.
Yeah, even that. And so the thing about that is I really firmly believe that, so I'm not apologizing for it or even qualifying it, but I just prefer a beefier, horsier, sturdier woman. I'm a big guy. If you can't see me here, I'm well over 6 feet, well over 200 pounds, and I just need a woman who can hit me on the head with an axe handle and handcuff me to a radiator and show me who's boss sexually. That's what I need. Mila Kunis couldn't do that, and she just reminded me. And as I said, I began by saying I'm sure she's delightful. I bet she is, but she's a tiny little wisp of a thing.
She's small.
Yeah.
She's too much like a little kid. I get the point. I've never heard anyone actually list horsier in the list of things he's looking for.
I like big teeth. I like a mane. All
right. Fantastic.
Your wife must be very flattering. We need to take a break. Rob Delaney is here, and we will be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm very disappointed. We had the opportunity to play Gautier again there, and we didn't do it.
Oh.
Come on. What's wrong with us? That would have made Rob Delaney so happy.
I know. You need the 3 Gautier per quota hour.
How's it going to catch on?
Rob Delaney is here in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is live on stage at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday night for 2 big shows. Only $20 to see Rob. Come on, that seems like a deal. Have you worked out how cheap that is per joke? I mean, that must be pennies on the laugh, I would imagine, at that price, right?
Jokes or laughs?
Yeah, that's true. Those are two different things. Yeah, my understanding is it's about 30 cents a laugh.
All right. You can get these days. That's not a bad deal at all. You can get your tickets at HollywoodImprov.com. Again, that's Saturday night for Rob Delaney. Speaking of Rob, you're on the TV again this afternoon. What's up?
Yeah, I'll be televised on G4's Attack of the Show, which airs live at 4 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. PST. And I'm guest co-hosting that for a week.
With Candace Bailey. Oh, she's the real deal.
Yes, she is. You know what's funny is she and Sarah Underwood, the other young woman who are on the show, you have to worry a lot for them.
Yeah.
They are tiny little – each of them could fit in my pocket. It's funny. Sarah actually took off her shoes and stood next to me on the show yesterday. And this is weird. There's a 7-foot height differential. Yeah, it's insane.
A lot of people don't know Rob is 7'11".
Yeah, exactly.
Rob, you do not, I don't know a lot about you, but you don't strike me as the G4 type of person who would be an automatic name that would come to mind to host that show. Are you down with all that nonsense that they talk about on there?
First, I'll say I couldn't agree with you more. I think it was a bad choice on their part, but I'll do it. And I don't know a lot about gadgets, but the cool part is they have people come in, like Matt Myra. He does the gadget prawn section.
Mm-hmm. And, very funny.
He'll come in. So I just get to like ask him questions and be like, oh, so you can do 13 tasks at once on your blibbity boo tablet? And he's like, yes, it can. So
oh, they have the blibbity blue.
Yeah, they have the blibbity blue
now.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Oh, you're going to be good.
And so basically, if you're curious, you can pull it off. You know what I mean? You don't have to be smart because then it wouldn't hire me. But I can ask a question.
Sure.
In fact, yesterday we had Danica McKellar on the show.
Oh,
talking
she's
about her
so
math
awesome.
Books. Yeah, and that was great. So it was a real treat to interview her.
By the way, she was who on The Wonder Years? I didn't watch that show, but what was
Winnie
her?
Winnie Cooper.
She was Winnie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And math was something she was always into, and And that's and, that that wasn't just to defy show business expectations. I mean, that is really something that's a passion of hers that she's continued long after the acting, right?
For real, yeah. She just published her third book about math for for young women. And that,
well,
I'm not kidding.
You two had a lot to talk about.
I know. Well, no, the funny thing is she actually – it was almost like poignant because she was talking about – she was saying like kids get told they're bad at math because they might make one math mistake and then they feel terrible for the rest of their lives. And I was like, that's me. I almost cried. I was like, help me with math. And then she ran off. But,
that's,
you know, I
that's
still
a weird passion to write three books about math for kids.
Yeah.
That's a strange thing.
Well, you know, my wife is a teacher. My wife teaches middle school. And her kids, my wife's kids read Danica's books.
Is that right?
Yeah, which is really cool.
All right.
Tomorrow, you have another special guest that's going to be part of Attack of the Show. A young man named Ralph Garmon.
Yeah, he. I'm surprised you don't know his name since he works here and was just on the show a few minutes ago.
That Ralph Garmon. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yes. That same guy. And what's he going to be doing?
He's going to be doing the What to Watch segment. So we're going to talk about TV shows, and he's going to fire them up and recommend them. And gosh darn it, it'll really be a blast.
You watching, right. You watching True Blood?
No, I'll be honest.
You watching South Park?
No. Nope.
Family Guy?
Mm-mm. I watched The Colbert Report and Louis. And
Louis's great.
That's, I think,
and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's
the only
show
I watched. Oh, I know. You know what? I'll tell you.
Ralph.
The show that I'm going to plug is actually a British show called Pulling, and it's about these three women. It's like the very super opposite of Sex in the City, and these miserable British women who live in an apartment. And it's the funniest
I love
thing.
It so far.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What?
Really?
Without question.
What's
it's the
called?
Funniest sitcom. It's called Pulling, and
it
was
on
the BBC.
BBC.
You can get it on
America?
iTunes. And, I fought for it. They were like, what do you want to talk about? And they listed shows that are actually on now. And I was like, no, I want a show that was on several years ago. It's called Pulling. It was on the BBC.
Do we have anybody else that can co-host?
And what's the deal? Why is it so great?
Because it's just it's incredibly honest, you know, rather where like as a show on like ABC, for example, today, they're going to sanitize it. It goes through so many layers, you know, where by the end of it, they're like, hey, look, a popcorn kernel.
Nothing interesting is left.
Whereas this one, you know, they can like punch their friend in the face and a tooth will come out and they'll go to the hospital and then make out and there'll be blood, you know, just, didn't that sound like a fun scenario? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What I'm saying is real life and people getting punched in the face makes me laugh.
All right. Pulling is the recommendation of the day then. So we found out about it today before the rest of the world on TV. Before you go, Rob.
Yes.
You have a one-year-old.
That is a fact, yes.
Are you mature enough to handle that?
I don't think so. I truly don't.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, no, I'm
I
not
think that's true.
Good at it. I do my best. And the good news is with a baby, they sort of like teach you what they need. You know what I mean? Like day by day, you kind of like they weigh 1 pound more each week. So you build up the strength to carry them, you know, so it's not like you immediately have to carry a 25-pound baby with you all the time. I mean, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Am I good at it? No, by no means.
And you are still at the stage now for a little while where you know more than the kid does. So you can feel good about yourself.
For
another 6 months, probably.
Yeah, you can see the spark is turning on in his eyes where he's realizing, like, you are not a smart person.
My kids, I used to let them beat me at video games just to get their confidence up for about a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I would try my hardest, and there's nothing I could do about it. Just flew past me like I was sitting still.
Yeah.
So you have that to look forward to.
The Hollywood Improv Show is this Saturday night, 8 and 10 o'clock, June 23rd. How often do you play around town, by the way? Is this a rare jewel to get a chance to see you on stage, or could we skip this one and get the next one in a month?
No, you can't miss this. If you miss this, it'll be catastrophic for you and your family.
Turn down rare jewel.
Yeah, no, I headline rarely, like do like an hour in town rarely.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
This is a rare thing. Otherwise, I mean, I have a monthly show at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater every third Thursday. You can go to that. That's not a rare jewel. It's a beautiful jewel, but it's not rare.
Okay. Well, this sounds like the deal then for Rob Delaney fans. $20 Hollywood Improv, and you should follow Rob, the funniest man on Twitter. Don't just take that from me, by the way. That's from everybody, and that's at Rob Delaney. Rob, you're the best, man. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55. That song we started playing because the Kings were in the playoffs and won the Stanley Cup, but it's a great song on its own as well. It is 5 minutes till 8. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat.
Before I get
that
on.
Oops,
hello.
Nope. Wasn't.
Hello.
Wasn't. Yep. Now.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Oh, you must be so frustrated.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Is this thing on?
Time for the showbiz.
My mic
beat.
On?
Yep.
Hello. Can't hear anybody.
Hello. Was. Now it's not. Now it is.
Can't hear anybody. Can't hear anybody. Anybody talking? I can't hear anybody. Before I get to the showbiz news, how about more passes for the red carpet world premiere, as they say in France,
of the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yay!
Looks awesome.
Spider-Man rebooted. We got a brand new Spider-Man in Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's his new love interest, Gwen Stacy. It all happens on Thursday, June the 28th. It's going to happen in Westwood at the Regency Village Theater. The movie's in theaters everywhere on July 3rd, just before the holiday weekend, if you don't get to go to the premiere. But if you're a hardcore Spider-Man fan, then you're going to want to answer my trivia question, be the first caller through with the answer at 1-800-520-1067, and you'll win a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. This movie takes us back to Spider-Man's origins. He's back in high school again. He's dealing with all those pressures of new romance and having a crush on a girl and becoming a superhero.
Only this time it's a girl that you would have a crush on.
Yes, exactly. A big, big crush on the lovely Emma Stone. Here's your question. Since he's back in high school, name for me the high school football player that was always a bully to Peter Parker when he went to high school in the Spider-Man mythos. What was the name of the bully who always gave Peter Parker a hard time in high school? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Let's talk about television. Joe Mantegna, who's currently one of the profilers on Criminal Minds. He is stepping outside of that TV series with a new gig. He's going to be the narrator on a brand new documentary that they're making about the life and times of Ray Bradbury, legendary science fiction writer who died earlier this month at 91. It's going to be a 90-minute film featuring interviews with the likes of Edward James Olmos, Dennis Franz, Malcolm McDowell, Hugh Hefner, and the late Roy Disney. You can look for it this December. In movie news, how badly do you want to see The Dark Knight Rises, the new Batman movie?
Quite badly.
This is maybe the first time, well, maybe not the first time, but certainly a first widespread instance we've seen of scalpers making money.
What?
Off of movie tickets. There is a widespread situation where on eBay and Craigslist, tickets for the first midnight showings are now going for as much as $150 a piece. For people who need to be the first people who see it on the midnight show.
They're moving into the movie industry?
It went from, oh boy, those midnight screenings are half empty, and I guess no one's going to go to these, to, wow, I went to a midnight screening last night, and it was full. I was surprised everyone got there, to, people are lining up to go to the midnight screening,
right.
Now scalpers are charging $150 a ticket for the midnight screening.
Unbelievable. And they bought them up, so you can't get them anyplace else, I imagine.
Right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Tickets for the trilogy, the showing of all three movies, which winds up with the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises, are going for even more.
Now, that I get because that's a one-time deal. But how much is it really worth to see a movie at midnight versus at 4 o'clock the next afternoon? What's the big difference?
Here's the thing. In order to try to flummox scalpers, movie theaters have announced, hey, if you wait 12 hours, we're going to show it again in the daylight. And then the day after that, they're also going to have screenings of the films just to try to screw over the scalpers.
Wow.
And then maybe even the day after that, they will also show the film.
So 3 days are guaranteed?
Maybe a week. They haven't decided
wow.
yet.
Wow,
that's
will, hilarious.
You will see more than one screening of Dark Knight.
Right? Because you're going to be able to see Batman on at 40 different times around Southern California for the next 4 months.
Yes.
Correct. Right? Every single day.
And then in 4 months, you can have it in your house.
Yes.
People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Don't buy them from the scalpers. That'll help.
Yeah, exactly. We'll snuff that out, won't we? I do want to do another mention about this special fundraising event for comedian Mike McDonald. It's a very worthy cause. He is a very funny guy, and he's fallen on some hard times, got some problems with his liver. He's got the Hep C. And so in order to help he and his family with some medical expenses, they are doing the Laugh and Live for fundraising event at the Laugh Factory tomorrow night. Here's your lineup. Bobby Slayton's going to be there, our old pal Bobby. Harlan Williams, very funny. Bob Saget, another friend of the show. Paul Rodriguez, Kevin Nealon, Dom Herrera, Tom Green, Dave Foley. Dane Cook has been added to the lineup.
Uh-oh, you had me up until then.
If you're so inclined. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Laugh Factory. It's for a good
cause.
Will
Glenda be there?
Glenda had to cancel, unfortunately.
Aww.
So if you're going just to see Glenda, you're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the comedians will make you laugh. It's thelaughfactory.com. You can get your tickets there. And once again, it's for a good cause. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kathleen Turner, the very talented actress. She used to be lovely.
We have a winner.
Oh, right. I forgot my trivia question, didn't I? How about Scott on line two? Scott?
Yeah.
Who used to pick on Peter Parker when he was in high school?
Flash Thompson.
Flash Thompson, that prick. Hated Flash Thompson.
What a terrible name.
That was his nickname. Flash. He was fast on the football field, man.
Sure.
Flash. Congratulations, Scott. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to go see the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Scott. Scott is a very polite, very subdued young man.
Everyone we've had this week is that way.
Kathleen Turner, as I mentioned, is 58 years old today. Paul Abdul is 50. Jean Dujardin from The Artist turns 40. Robert Tunney, who's very good on The Mentalist, she's 40 years old today. Poppy Montgomery from Without a Trace and Unforgettable is 37. Zoe Saldana celebrates her 34th birthday, and actor Paul Dano from Little Miss Sunshine and There Will Be Blood is 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So let's say you're watching TV and maybe you're a little tired of Justin Bieber. It's about to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
It's about to get a lot worse, people.
Bad news.
The Biebs is making the rounds. His new album is coming out today called Believe. And he did a live show on the Today Show on Friday. He's got an MTV special tonight where he's going to be performing live and answering questions. He is all over the place.
Is he still singing this? Is he still singing his baby, baby, baby hit?
This is Boyfriend.
Boyfriend,
this is the current top 10 song. Yeah, this is one of the ones that he performs that people seem to like. You don't like this one?
No. No. What kind of question is that?
Let's bring the Biebs on with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show and see what he's got going on. Hey, Justin, how are you?
That was Baby, 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 yo.
Right.
That was your older one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
Oh. What? Why are you making those noises?
Justin, how does it feel now that the record is finally out? You've been working on it for a long time.
Great, yo. What's with all the questions, bro?
I just asked how it feels to have the album come out. That's all.
Why you gotta come at me like
it's
that?
Just a simple question.
Not coming at you at all.
Oh, yet. Gee. You know.
I wanted
maple
to ask.
Syrup. Yo.
Because you're Canadian? Is that why you see?
That's what that's all about.
And yo, because you're a rapper.
That's because I'm OG, yo.
Right, yeah. Sure.
You walked the red carpet at that Canadian Music Awards show the other night with your baby brother Jackson with you. What was that about? Why? What was that? What was going on there?
I just wanted Jackson to have a chance to start his musical career off right.
Isn't it a little early?
He's like a year old or something.
Yeah, well, that's when you got to start now.
Really?
Look, the business isn't like when it was when I was a kid. It's changed a lot, man.
Aren't you still a kid?
No, I'm all grown up, yo.
Weren't you born in like 1997 or something?
So I wanted to give Jackson all the opportunities as a youngster that I never had when I was coming up, yo.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Okay.
So I brought him in the red carpet so he could meet some industry types, maybe lay down some tracks with some
fat
beats.
He's one.
And look, Blue Ivy Carver has already got her first single out, so he's got a lot of competition. I want Jackson to get in there and start mixing it up, yo.
Sure. Understood. Yeah.
Like you have.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of songs on the album here, Justin. And although the album is getting generally favorable reviews, there are some people who are suggesting maybe the lyrics aren't the best thing going these days.
I am the best when it comes to lyrics, yo. I have a lot of deep thoughts. That's what I'm all about.
Well, maybe you could just add to our understanding of these lyrics. Let me just read a couple from the new record. For instance, Boyfriend, the song we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Swag, swag, swag on you, chilling by the fire while we eat and fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. Say hello to falsetto in 3, 2.
Yeah. One. Right. Yeah, I left out the one because that's like your mind fills in the blanks of the poetry.
Right, but that's not poetry.
It is. 3, 2, 1.
Right.
See, your mind already goes there. And next thing you know, falsetto comes in, man. And then your mind is ba-lone.
I don't think my mind's ever been ba-lone.
And I run fondue with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did do that, actually.
Come on.
All right, there's another song called As Long As You Love Me. Here are the lyrics. I'll be your Hova. You can be my Destiny's Child on a stinger. Now, right. we know who you're referring to there, but it still doesn't make any sense at all, Justin.
Kathy Lee and Hova. That's my favorite hour of the Today Show. That's
I wanted to
bring that all together and represent.
I think it's Jay-Z and Beyonce is who you're trying to talk about, but again, it doesn't make any sense with the Destiny's Child on a stinger. What the hell are you talking about? We don't know. They say we're too young for love, but I'm catching feelings in a very good song called Catching Feelings that you wrote on the new
album.
You're
a terrible lyricist.
Not everything is on the surface, yo. Sometimes it appears to be something, and something bigger is going on underneath it.
Or it isn't.
So right, you have to realize that Catching Feelings is about catching feelings.
How's that different?
Because you say catching feelings, or you can get catching feelings.
Right.
So if I'm like, I feel something towards you, and I'm like, ooh, I just caught that.
Right.
Feeling.
Right, got
Did
that.
You catch it?
Got that at the very first
oh,
time.
Oh, I caught it. Oh, I dropped it. Oh, I dropped it. Oh, no, I picked it up again.
Oh, you're so
oh,
bad.
Oh, now I'm going to throw the feeling.
You're so
oh,
bad.
Now I caught it.
All right.
Caught it. One, can of corn.
One more. Can one of corn. More. One more. Hey, baby, I love your accent, scent. I think I like you more because you're different, friend.
Yeah. Come on! You can't
yeah,
defend
friend.
That.
Friend. Never yeah. heard friend?
Yeah, no.
Why you be friendin'?
That doesn't make
that's
sense.
That's not what this is. That's not what this is. Your accent scent because you're different, friend. That's not even trying. That's where you go, hey, I give up on this song. I go back and write a new one,
I will
right?
pay your rent. Why don't you go get bent?
That doesn't make any sense.
Scent.
He makes it sound so easy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's a gift.
I don't know, Justin. It's not for everyone.
It's not for us.
It's not for you, but it's for like millions of other people who are going to buy it and make me richer.
Yeah, you're already rich enough, though. Just maybe stop acting like a rapper so
oh,
much.
Come on, maybe. Yo. You just hating on me because I'm so black.
Well, you're not black. You're a white kid from Canada.
But I'm black where it counts.
No, you're not. You're not at all.
In my bank account.
All right.
Summertime, that means it's time to think about getting the latest K-Rock sticker on your car. You can pick up at all Southern California Del Taco locations, then you mail in the back, and we're doing an unbelievable grand prize drawing this year, a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid, a 2012 Honda Motorcycle, plus tickets to see Incubus and Linkin Park together in the Honda Civic Tour. You get all of that, and if you want to stop by Del Taco this afternoon in Costa Mesa from noon to 2, our own beer mug is going to be there. It's just off the 55 freeway at Superior Avenue. Mugs, you're going to have all sorts of concert tickets. You're giving away Warped Tour, the whole deal down there, right?
Yep, AWOL Nation, all the good stuff, and free food, too.
And you're eating Del Taco every single day when you go out to do these appearances?
I'm trying to limit the intake I
yes,
have.
You're pretty
lucky. I'm going to the gym, and then I'm working it off, so it's
Del
good.
Taco is a proud sponsor of this event. You're eating Del Taco, and you're liking it, Beer Mug.
Absolutely.
Okay. Get the details at krock.com. There's not a time I've ever gone to him where he's given me what I hoped for.
So my question is, why do you continue going to him?
I don't know what it is.
Give up.
I keep thinking he's been in radio long enough, at some point he'll get it.
Up. You've been working with me. You know that's not true.
All right, here's a story we mentioned briefly last week, but now it's time to open up the telephone calls for you. If you haven't been involved in, now we're looking for marriages, right? You have to have gotten married and then either cheated or been cheated on, right?
I think the marriage is the magic part because the final step. It's the lifelong promise that you make to somebody. And then we're looking for the shortest amount of time before cheating happened.
Yeah, we want to hear your stories. If you guys got married and then 5 days later he cheated on you or 2 weeks later you cheated on him, whatever your story is, we want to hear how it all happened at 1-800-520-1067. And the reason this is in the news is because of a very real story that was reported in the Austrian Times last week where a guy cheated on his wife at his own wedding reception.
Yeah!
Come on, at the reception.
Wow. Well done.
It's not possible to get any better than that unless it's during the ceremony.
Yes. If you bang a chick during
right.
the service, then maybe you win.
So we're not going to get any calls like that. That's
no, we're not going to beat this, but it does get us in the mood to hear your stories. 27 years old, he ties the knot in Feldkirch, Austria. Apparently, there was a great deal of drinking going on at the reception, as is often the case, and he was found having sex with a waitress who was working the reception. The father of the bride is the one who caught them, by the way.
Oh, no.
He stopped the party, told all the guests to leave.
Oh.
And by the way, his new bride of a matter of a couple of hours wants a divorce.
What?
What is she, uptight? But according to Austrian law, it is reporting that she is going to have to wait 6 months, like everybody else, to split in accordance with Austrian law. Now, Lisa, you brought up an excellent point. In this country, this would be go to the courthouse and say annulment, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
We got married but didn't consummate.
Yeah. You know,
apparently,
funny.
That's not the case here.
You know what's funny about this is that it sounds like it's not someone he knew. You would think most of the time the cheating would be...
It would be an old flame.
An old flame, right. A long-time girlfriend, yeah. Something that you've known before. But it sounds like he ran into her at the wedding reception and closed the deal. Come yeah. on, yeah. you got to give him credit for that.
And what about this waitress, by the way, who probably gets hit on, you know, a lot, but... Isn't there something in you that says, I'm going to say no this time because he's the groom?
Yes, I would think so.
I would think so if she gets hit on all the time. If she doesn't, well, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, I love this story so much. And we want to hear yours too at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear stories of almost instant cheating after you got married. Let's take Cynthia real quick before the break. She's on line two and she'll get us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Cynthia. Thanks a lot for calling. How are you?
Hello, Cynthia.
Hello, Cynthia.
She hung up.
How long did she say it was?
She said it was 7 days.
7 days.
Oh, but this is key. This is really key because this makes it even funnier. It was with her sister.
Aww.
Her husband cheated on her with her sister 1 week after they got married.
Yes.
I bet Cynthia. You that happened before.
That's what, you know, that you have to think like that kind of thing was going on before.
They didn't wait till the wedding.
So
till after.
We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You got married or friends of yours got married or whatever. And the shortest amount of time until the cheating happened. Because that the shorter it is, the funnier it is.
Right.
Because you're making these lifelong promises. And then you can't even keep it in your pants until after the reception. How strong is that? It's ridiculous. 1-800-520-1067.
Oh, this should be fun. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking at your stories of, I got married, but it wasn't enough for me, and I cheated 2 days later. That's what we're looking for right now. Or you were the cheat-e. However it worked out in your life, we want to hear your stories at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Randy. Randy's on line four. And this, of course, because of the story in the news about the guy in Austria who cheated on his wife at their wedding reception. Randy, welcome to the show. What's going on?
How's it going, party people?
Good.
3 days.
Three days. Who cheated on who?
I cheated on her.
After what? 3 days?
Well, the reason this is so awesome, as Kevin pointed out, is because you've made the commitment and walked into getting married and basically stood up in front of your friends, your family, your minister, your God, and said, this is my one person for the rest of my life. How does all of that change so quickly?
Before, we had a really good relationship. We had a real good sex life. Everything was fun. Amazing time with her.
But then things cooled off after 3 days?
Well, that's just the thing. That night of the wedding, I was like, you know, natural thing to do is start getting, try and get frisky that night. Well, she's like, I'm tired. I'm sorry, really tired. All right, no big deal.
You say, so that's it, I'm out.
And by the way, before you go on, Lisa, back me up, but that's not uncommon, right?
Not
after
at all.
Stress and a super, super long day, a long couple of days before the wedding. You can give the woman a pass that night.
Exactly. That's no big deal. One night, no big deal.
All right.
So I tried the next night after that. She's like, no, I'm busy. Okay. Tried the third night, and she was like, nope, sorry, I won. I got the ring on you. All you're going to do now is support me. I have a really good job, so she used me as a bank account.
Really?
Dude.
Wait, she said that in so many words?
It pretty much, it was a little bit more in depth than that, but to shorten it down for you guys.
But basically she said, I'm not having sex with you?
Pretty much.
Was she having sex with you before?
Exactly. That's what I'm like. So all the times before, she's like, well, how do you think I got you in?
Wow. All right. So who did you go out and bang?
Actually, it was just I went to the bar, some random girl. She was not the greatest looking girl.
So well, that wasn't the point.
The point was is because you're so gorgeous, but screw it.
She's not
somebody uglier than you.
She's not Miss Now. She's Miss Right Now.
So what did you do? You had sex with this girl, and then you went back to your new wife of 3 days and said, hey, I cheated on you?
Yeah. I say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're getting a divorce. Here's the paperwork.
Good times.
Dude, wow. You returned the gifts, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Liar.
That's fantastic. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Megan. Megan's on line two. Please hold on, Amber. Please hold on, Thomas. Please hold on, Ryan. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Who did I say? Megan. You're up now. Go ahead.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys.
When did the cheating begin?
Well, actually, it took place a week before we got married at his bachelor party weekend thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. That doesn't even count.
No.
Uh-huh, because you're not married yet.
You're not married yet.
Yeah. But then we got married a week later, and then we went on our honeymoon. 4 weeks after we got married, guess who's pregnant?
His
girlfriend.
What, from the bachelor party?
I'm sorry, who's
from
pregnant?
From the bachelor party.
his ex-girlfriend that he was with at his bachelor party, pregnant, keeping it. You're the baby daddy. What's up?
Wow.
And how did that all work out with you, you happy three people?
Oh, perfectly.
Well, I had to wait 6 months to divorce him because we've been married for over a month.
Right.
And then I did, and now he's miserable, and his child support payments are really high, and I'm having a great time.
let me ask you one more thing. How did you find out that he had cheated on her, or on you, I guess I should say, at the bachelor party? Was it when she turned up pregnant?
Yeah, it was when she turned up pregnant.
Oh, my God. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. That's fantastic.
I guess he had gone home with her, so nobody saw it happen because my brothers were at the bachelor party
with
him.
Sure.
So whatever, I found out.
You had your spies.
I love it. Thank you very much, Megan. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Amber. Oh, this is getting extremely juicy here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. 1-800-520-1067. Amber, you're the one who did the cheating this time?
Yeah, it was me.
It was you. Okay, when was it?
Well, my friend was getting married, and me and her husband were kind of always attracted to each other. So on their wedding night, after the reception, we went back to their house, and he was giving me a ride home, and we just hooked up. Like, he was with me, like, the whole night.
What? Wait a minute. It was his wedding night.
Yeah.
They got married, and this is a friend of yours, a girlfriend of yours, who married him.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he took you home, in quotes, and then took you home in bed. And
yeah, because she was too tired to give me a ride home, and she went to bed already.
So he never showed up for his own wedding night with his bride?
No.
He spent the night with you?
Yeah, and then he left before it was morning, but...
How'd that phone call go, I wonder, in the morning? I mean, like, what did he say to her when he got back to the hotel then at 6 a.m. or whatever?
Oh, nothing. They're still married.
Oh, she doesn't know.
She probably was, like, passed out.
Yeah, she was completely and totally passed out. Well, she has no idea.
I think by California law, that's cool.
So he got married. How many hours after he said, I do, was he plowing you?
I think it was like, they got married in the afternoon, and it was like probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
All right. By
the time I got home.
Like 6, 7, 8 hours, something like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did it ever happen again, Amber?
It's been going on for a few years now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why did you wait till he got married?
Can we have your best friend's number?
I don't know. Like, because I had met him through her because she got me a job at the place that they worked together.
Well, that's the way to pay her back.
She got me a job and we started talking and I guess we realized like we were super attracted to each other and he said, well, it's too late for me to back out of the wedding now. I mean,
all right, Amber, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question.
She must be hot, Bean.
What would happen if he and his wife divorced and you two ended up? Do you think you guys would be happy together?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're happy now as things are, so.
Well, let us know what happens. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you when you guys get together and he starts cheating on you. That's the phone call
right?
I'm waiting for.
With his ex-wife.
With his ex-wife, exactly.
Right.
All right, we got to do one more. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. We got to do one more. It's got to be Thomas. He's on line 5. This also looks amazing.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Hey, party people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, Thomas.
What happened?
Well, my ex-wife cheated on me the day after our wedding on our honeymoon.
Oh! How did that happen?
Cheated on you the day after your wedding.
Aren't you supposed to be together all the time on your honeymoon? Like,
well, here's what happened. She got excessively drunk.
Right.
And we had a fight late afternoon, and she went back to the room, and I didn't see her, and I just stayed and kind of cooled down, went back to the room, and she was with another guy.
You went back, where did she meet the guy? Who was
I
it?
I didn't stay to ask, but I, her excuse was that she thought it was me.
Yes!
Bitch got no class.
That's the weakest excuse I've ever heard.
Honestly, yeah. I thought it was you.
We got back to L.A., and I went straight to the courthouse, like, hours after that. And
I mean, at least try. I got stung by a bee, and I had the fever. I mean, anything, but I thought it was you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm. And so you guys were married for, like, a day before you filed for divorce.
Well, we had to get back from the cruise, and the cruise
was
a week long.
So great. That was awkward.
Yeah, so you can't get away.
Yeah, I had to go and see if they had another room, and I did that, and yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's awesome. All right, thank you very much for the call. This was very enjoyable.
You people that really know how to screw things up.
Ralph Garman is here. Yeah. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, before I forget, I wasn't here yesterday. Yeah. How was Doto, the International Man of Mystery?
Oh, magical. You good stuff.
You had a long conversation with him.
Yeah, he called me. What? He called me Bean every single time.
Isn't that right, Bean? Don't you think so, Bean? And Kevin just said, yeah, he didn't even correct him. He's like, yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Look, I would say that a lot of people have trouble which one's Kevin, which one's Bean. Doto doesn't even know there are two of them, so you got to really cut him some extra slack.
But he's about 100% on being wrong.
But first he started by saying, how's Bean doing? And right. Kevin said, he's doing well, thanks. And then he proceeded to call you Bean for the rest of the conversation.
Bean, let me just tease you with this little tidbit. He's dating a woman. He's dated her 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he should continue because one of the problems that she's having is that when she goes to the bathroom, she talks to the devil.
Yeah. When she poops, she has conversations with the devil.
Oh my God!
So should I keep seeing her or not, Bean?
Yeah, yes, you should.
That was my answer. Yeah. That was my answer.
Oh, I got to go to the Kevin Bean podcast and hear some of that.
She hears voices sometimes when she poops, Bean.
Love Doe more than I love anyone. That's awesome.
He also told me I should retire because he thought I was Bean.
Right.
Where? In Eagle Rock or someplace?
Yes, in Eagle Rock. Get a house in Eagle Rock. She lives near there, and then they could go there.
Maybe
and
when
have
you
sex.
Retire, Bean, you could have a house in Eagle Rock.
And I was like, okay, why? So you get a house in Eagle Rock, by the way.
Apparently, a lot of plans were made for
yes,
me yesterday.
That's correct.
I appreciate you guys looking out.
He's
for
the
me.
Best.
All right, 8:54 now. Yeah. Ralph is here. Another look at the Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the beat, how about some more tickets to the red carpet world premiere, first time Showbizy Extravaganza? Screening of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yay!
At the Regency Village Theater in Westwood on Thursday, June the 28th. It's in theaters everywhere on July the 3rd, but you'll be one of the first people to see it. Not only that, but you'll be seeing it with the cast and crew walking the amazing red carpet there in Westwood. So if you'd like to go, I decided some of these trivia questions are a little too easy.
Okay.
So I got to tighten it up.
I'll be giving
all these tickets out all week long, and I really want true Spider-Man fans to have an opportunity to have this experience. So they're going to get a little tougher as we go on.
Okay.
For example, this trivia question. One of my favorite supervillains that Spider-Man faces on a regular basis, Mysterio. I love Mysterio.
You don't have to tell us.
Mysterio, of course, the original Mysterio, Quentin Beck. I need to know what he did before he got into his criminal career. What did he do? What was his career before he got into the supervillain business? Mysterio's Quentin Beck. What did he do before he became Mysterio? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First person through with the correct answer, boom. A pair of tickets for the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are released. Here's what's available for your entertainment dollar. Oceana by Smashing Pumpkins. New Smashing Pumpkins CD available today.
No!
Yes. Cabin by the Sea by Dirty Heads. Walk the Moon by Walk the Moon. Featuring the single Walk the Moon. I always think of Big Country every time I hear some band naming an album after themselves. Because I remember it was Big Country by Big Country featuring the single Big Country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the least creative guys ever in the history of music was Big Country. View from the Bottom by Lit. TV shows on DVD. Franklin and Bash, the complete first season. Wilfred and Louie, season 2, available. DVDs, Project X, starring our own Kevin Ryder.
Yeah, starring is a little strong.
Thomas Mann and Oliver Cooper also in that movie. Big Miracle, starring Drew Barrymore and John Krasinski. She saves whales. That's all you need to know.
And she's not a professional
whale
animal
saver?
Expert or anything like that, right?
No.
She's like a news reporter or something.
No, I think
who
she's
learns
a
scuba
teacher, grade school teacher,
right?
I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. She makes everyone in her little Nova Scotian town or whatever just go out there with a pickaxe and start making holes in the ice.
She's the one, though, who dives in under the ice because the whales are trapped to save them.
To save them, to go down to talk to them.
No.
Okay. Wanderlust, starring Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd, also available today. And Jeff Who Lives at Home, starring Jason Segel. I think King of Mexico saw this and said he really liked it, so you can check that out for what it's worth. It's hard to take King of Mexico's word on
He's got bad taste.
On movies, but
can stumble on a good one, but
it's not my fault.
Justin Bieber's got a new CD out today as well. National Enquirer's got a story about Bieber being very controlling of his girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
What a surprise.
They were supposed to head out for dinner, but she was wearing 5-inch platform heels, and he thought they were too dressy for a casual date. He told her to change. She refused. They ended up not going out. They just sat there on the couch, glaring at each other. Good times.
You know it's because she was taller than him.
Yeah.
You know
that. I bet that has to do with it. He's also too young to know that you can't advise a woman on what she should wear and shouldn't wear.
Nor should you.
Nor should you.
Or should you.
Has anyone seen what he wears?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. With those. Yeah, he does look like he's wearing Michael Jackson, you know, something from Michael Jackson's closet from the 80s. Yeah. And those most of the time.
President Bush socks of his that he wears all the time. Those two guys are a lot alike.
He's crazy
President
with
Bush
the socks.
And the Beep. This is a surprise. I know they were talking about it, but I didn't think it was actually going to happen. Mike Tyson is going to be on Broadway. He's taking his one-man show, Undisputed Truth, to New York City for a limited run at the Longacre Theater. And Spike Lee will be directing it.
All right.
I hope that means that at some point Mike Tyson will pick up a trash can and throw it through a plate glass window. I will just be telling my story, Mike told Playbill magazine. People have said, the story mesmerizes. I think it's just the fact that you can talk. It's like going to a sideshow and
you think it's good?
Watching a large animal have a conversation with you.
It must be good.
Look, he's a fascinating life.
He is.
Yeah. But can you listen to him talk
That's my whole thing.
So I went into there and it was the gym and it was all sweatification.
Final.
I'm there. I am so there.
You're a coward. You're not man enough to f*** me.
That's right.
You're the last 2 minutes in my world.
That's true.
Scared now, you scared like a little white scared of the real man.
Yeah.
Do you love?
And that's just with the audience of the show.
That's him announcing intermission. Another day, another addition to the Jersey Shore news. Here, this is a good story, actually. One of the people who was at the Bamboo Bar. This is the bar where they had that major brawl last week, where a bunch of the castmates got into a fight.
Right.
He is now planning to sue. One of the cast members for assault.
Excellent.
His name is Justin Viterito. And he says he plans to sue Ronnie. I guess he got smacked by Ronnie pretty good. He intends to sue MTV and his parent company, Viacom. So he's looking to cash in on his battle scars.
Yes, he is.
I hope he sues Ronnie into another line of work. Just as long as he gets him out of television, whatever it takes. Dina, of course, was arrested for disorderly conduct when she was drunkenly dancing on cars in traffic.
All right, that happens.
And J-Well sustained a foot injury during the battle, but no one is suing either of them, so not too tough. Let's take a look at the answer to my trivia question. Alicio on line 5. Alicio.
Hello.
Hi there. What was the Mysterio's career before he got into the supervillain business?
Special effects artist.
That's right, Hollywood special effects artist. That's how he makes all of his illusions happen, because he has a background in special effects.
Sure.
Love Mysterio. Yeah. Congratulations, you're going to see the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. Hold on, we'll give you all the details, okay?
Okay.
Alicia, you know you're going to be around other people and stuff, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right, hold on.
Knows, Kevin. Dick.
Mysterio sounds like a Cirque du Soleil show, doesn't it?
No, Mysterio's great. He's got this giant glass bubble helmet that he wears on his head.
Why?
And inside of it's all smoke. You never see him because there's just smoke filling that giant bubble head all the time. He's got,
lame.
He's got two big eyes on his shoulders.
I'm Mysterio. So, Spider-Man, you think you could possibly defeat Mysterio?
Lame.
How come I don't do voices for cartoons or superheroes?
Know. You should.
I'd love to do that.
Because they would all sound like this. I am the supervillain.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kathleen Turner is 58 years old today. Mark DeBarge of the band DeBarge celebrates his 53rd birthday. Paula Abdul is 50.
Remember Paula Abdul's?
I do remember Paula Abdul's. Can I hear that one more time?
Nope.
Come on.
I mean, I literally don't have it up. I'm sorry.
No worries.
It's all good. Where could it have gone?
Literally.
Well, I have to search it. I have to go.
3 seconds.
It's all good.
But I have to find it.
Well, all right, search again.
Here it is.
Remember Paula Abdul's?
Jean Desjardins, the artist, is 40 years old.
Remember Paula Abdul's?
Remember Paula Abdul's?
Right. I want that to be my ringtone.
It's pretty strong.
Robin Tunney of The Mentalist is 40 years old. People demanding Bell for Robin Tunney, by the way.
No. What do you guys think?
No.
I was on the fence.
I'm sorry. I like her.
Oh. I think she's quirky attractive. I don't know if she's Bell attractive.
I was on the fence, too.
Every episode of The Mentalist, and I'm going to go with no. No.
You know who's way hot? It's the giant redhead Amanda Sagetti.
Yes. She's amazing. Yes.
She
way
is,
hot.
She is just an Amazonian
goddess. Compare those two, and then you'll realize why we're not giving the Bell.
Yeah. I was tempted because she's not an unattractive woman.
No,
but she's
fine.
She's just not hot.
I think she's quirky, sexy.
I do, too.
But I don't think she's, like, typically hot.
Agreed.
No, Bell. Get us Amanda Sagetti on the show. She's never been on our show, and she's on The Mentalist, and she's
like
way
Judy
hot.
Greer is a perfect example of someone who is very attractive. She's not hot, but
I
she's
think
sexy
Judy's hot.
And she's attractive.
I think Judy's hot. I think she's hotter than Robin Tunney.
Yeah, I agree.
So you've been dismissed, sir. No Bell for Robin Tunney. Poppy Montgomery, however,
yes,
she gets a Bell. Zoe Saldana from Avatar
gets all the Bells.
She also gets Bells. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph Garman steps in. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. Kevin and Bijo.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man.
What are you laughing at? Well, your darkness.
It's not darkness. It's magical wonder. I cannot wait for the amazing Spider-Man. You're going to have to wait until Tuesday, July the 3rd for the movie to be in theaters everywhere. Unless you're one of my lucky winners right now. I've been asking you a trivia question. If you call in at 1-800-520-1067, I'll be giving away two pairs of passes. How about that right now for the world red carpet premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man. Happens at the Regency Village Theater in Westwood this coming Thursday the 28th. It's not this Thursday, but next Thursday, the 28th, you'll be able to see it on the red carpet, along with Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, Sally Field, Martin Sheen, Risa Fons, the entire cast.
Ryan Gosling.
Awesome. Will be there. Ryan Gosling, I don't think, will be attending.
Thank God they finally got around to remaking this, because this is one of those old movies, the Spider-Man movies from way back when. This is one of those old movies most people alive today have never seen, and
Listen.
Now they get a chance to enjoy it on the big screen.
Listen. When you got a character like this, McGuire, you don't let it sit around. Look,
nobody knows Tobey Maguire anymore.
You know what? That's like you saying, they should let the James Bond movies go 20 years between James Bond movies. No, you just keep it going. Now you just recast the character and you keep the franchise moving along.
I'm excited by it. How can we win him right now?
You have to answer my trivia question. Way back in Amazing Spider-Man Annual Number 3, Spider-Man was first offered membership in the Avengers. But in order to become one of the Avengers, he had to pass a test. They said, you have to capture who? You have to capture this super-powered person and return him to Avengers headquarters.
Why is he a failure?
And if he did that, he would have been one of the Avengers.
Why are we saluting him, then? He's a failure.
Because he did capture this person and then realized that maybe the motivation behind the capture was not pure.
Ugh.
And so he let this person go. Spider-Man let this person go.
Really?
So he
worked out well for him. He got his own movie.
He sacrificed himself and did not join the Avengers in order to do the right thing. And that's what Spider-Man's all about. You know why? Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Sure. Remember Paula Abdul's?
I do. See? Great power like that. So if you know the answer to my trivia question, call now and you'll win tickets. Maybe. Maybe not. While we're talking about superheroes, the state of Ohio asked DC Comics for permission to print new license plates, limited edition, just for this year, for their cars, because it's Superman's 75th anniversary, and the two guys who created Superman, Siegel and Schuster, are from Ohio. In fact, Superman was created in Cleveland. So they wanted license plates that read Birthplace of Superman. DC Comics said, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. And then Ohio said, why? All their little Ohio voices screamed out in unison. But why? And DC Comics said, because people might be confused because they know his birthplace is the planet Krypton.
Wow.
And Ohio said, you are dumb. DC Comics was concerned people would be confused between Ohio and Krypton as to where Superman was born.
Well, if you squint, they do look a lot alike.
Oh, man.
Those people deserved to be confused.
Yeah, right.
Really confused.
If someone's looking at the license plate and said, Ohio,
Superman's from the planet Krypton. That ain't right.
Then those people should be rounded up.
Yes, agreed.
That's a bunch of hogwash.
It is a bunch of hogwash. Congratulations to Jennifer Connelly. She has just been cast as Noah's wife in the upcoming biblical epic Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe will be Noah. He will play the zookeeper with the stick who gets everybody on board the boat.
Hey, that's a true story, man.
And then the waters come, and the next thing you know, the waters go away. And
that happened.
And then the animals are released on Mount Sinai, and the rest is history. True life history. Also in the cast, Ray Winstone, Emma Watson, Logan Lerman, and Douglas Booth. Story of that first big flood, the one that changed everything.
It's going to be hard to take that film seriously after the Steve Carell send-up of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So recently.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to take that film seriously because the story is BS. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers are doing you a major solid if you're a fan of theirs. If you didn't get enough of the Chili Peppers with their latest album, I'm With You, the band is releasing 18 tracks you didn't hear from those sessions.
No kidding. 18 tracks.
18 additional tracks. There will be 9 7-inch vinyl singles and digital pairings of those tunes. First up are Strange Man and Long Progression, which will be out on August the 14th.
I have a clip of that if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I'd love to. I don't think this is new. I don't think this is Chili Peppers music.
It's... I mean, they're going out on a limb here. It's experimental.
All right. If you get all 9 of the 7-inch vinyl singles, you'll be able to piece them together into one large piece of artwork.
Okay.
So there's an incentive there to collect them all, as they used to say back in the day. So that's for you Red Hot Chili Peppers fans. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
I believe...
Oh, I got so excited. I saw...
Take your choice. It's
a guy. I saw Louise, and I said, oh, Louise, a girl finally won. And then it says, it's a guy. So it must be Luis and Esteban. Let's go to Esteban on line 2.
Okay. Esteban on line 2 it is.
Esteban.
What's up?
The Avengers said, Spider-Man, you're welcome to join our ranks, but we have this one little challenge for you first. First, you have to go out and capture...
Bruce Banner himself, the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk. Yeah, that's all. That's all they asked him to do. Good. Could you go out and get the Hulk and bring him back here to our offices, please? We'd like to have a word with him. And Spidey did it, but they said, oh, man, this ain't right. This guy doesn't want to be captured. I should let him run free, and he did.
Just misunderstood.
Just misunderstood. That's right, Esteban. Congratulations. You are going to the red carpet world premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Bomb diggity.
Bomb diggity,
wow,
indeed.
Bomb diggity.
Hold on. We're going to give you the details. And, Luis, congratulations. You also are going to the premiere as well.
And the guys at that theater that night, they can just go ahead and use the ladies' room, right? They can just use either one.
Here you go again.
No,
go again with your hackneyed stereotypes.
I'm just saying there's no reason to keep a room open for the gal.
How many girl winners have we had so far this week, Ralph?
Not any.
Right.
But that's not for lack of trying, because I get a lot of frustrated, angry tweets and emails from girls saying, hey, I keep trying to get through, but you keep giving them out to guys.
Right.
So they're out there.
But we're doing it fairly. Honestly, those are the people that get in.
How do I know how you're doing? I don't know how you work your little buttons over there.
You could have some sort of estrogen filter
on your phones.
Please.
Well, for the girls that are dying to go, these guys that are winning are going to be looking for somebody to pay to attend with them, so maybe you can still get in.
Hardy har har. Oh, the geeks. Oh, they're lonely. Oh, they don't date anyone. Hey, Gramps. Hey, guess what? It's not 1963 anymore.
How many girls have gotten through?
The geeks rule the world
now.
How
many girls have gotten through?
None.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean these guys don't have wives and girlfriends. Put Esteban on the phone. Get me Esteban.
All right. You're making a mistake.
I'm not making a mistake.
They have to put him on hold in the other room.
Well, hey, in the other room, put him on hold.
Hey, no, put Esteban on hold.
Whoever's working with Esteban, put him on hold for us.
Right,
we need to have a quick chat. Esteban, not to interrupt your prize-getting process, but a few quick questions. Do you have a girlfriend or wife, Esteban?
Not yet, but I have an excuse. Hold on.
Nothing, Esteban. The best answer. He's so bad because he was actually talking to Chip, who is a girl, before we interrupted him.
I was seeing a girl like 2 months ago.
There you go. See? He had a girlfriend.
As she walked by your office.
He's in between girlfriends. It happens to everybody.
I see girls every day.
All right. Thanks, Esteban. We're going to talk to Luis for a minute. Let's go talk to Luis.
He did win.
There was two winners.
Oh, two winners.
You son of a bitch.
All right. Sorry.
Luis?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt your prize-getting process, sir, but do you have a girlfriend or wife?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much.
He's lying.
Wife or girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
What's her name?
Natalie.
Shout out to Natalie. Shout out to Natalie.
Would
Natalie consider herself your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long you guys been dating, Luis?
It's about 4 years now.
Four years, yes. Congratulations. Well, enjoy the premiere, and I hope you guys have a lovely romantic evening, the two of you, at the premiere of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, he's not bringing her.
thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Luis is now thinking, now I got to find some girl to get her to pretend to be someone named Natalie.
You feel better, Ralph?
I feel better, yes. Even though you're bad.
Esteban let you down, let's be honest.
No, he didn't. He's in between girlfriends.
Yeah.
Esteban was classic. Well, not yet.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Paul Dano from Little Miss Sunshine and from There Will Be Blood. He's 28 years old. Today, Zoe Saldana celebrates her 34th birthday. Poppy Montgomery.
Oh.
From Without a Trace and her recent series, sadly now defunct, Unforgettable. 37 years old, Robin Tunney. From The Mentalist, celebrates her 40th birthday. Jean Dujardin won the Oscar for The Artist, is 40 years old. Hey, Paul Abdul!
Take it all in, my dear. The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
Oh, thank you. She's 50 years old today. Hey, Kevin, you remember Paul Abdul?
Nope. Remember Paul Abdul's?
And Kathleen Turner's 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I watch the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show talking X Games. We've got P-Rod.
All right.
P-Rod will be on the show. Love him. We have Stanley Cup winning Los Angeles Kings play-by-play announcer Bob Miller on tomorrow.
How about that?
Did he score the winning goal?
Yes.
Did he?
He did, as a matter of fact.
He jumped down on the ice from the announcing booth and did what had to be done.
We have Benjamin Walker on the show, who is Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter. We have Jimmy Fallon on the program talking about his new CD, Blow Your Pants Off, and we have comedian Bill Burr. On tomorrow morning's Kevin.